From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Georgia's president is accusing Russia of wanting to oust his government and take control of oil and gas pipelines to the west. Russia has rejected a Georgian ceasefire offer. Russian forces are continuing attacks in separatist areas of Georgia where the government has been trying to reassert control, and now reportedly elsewhere in Georgia. President Bush has called for a halt to the fighting. U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan say 25 Islamist militants were killed during an airstrike yesterday. 8 Afghan civilians were also killed in the attack. NPR's Jackie Northam has more from Kabul.
A statement by the U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan say its troops were ambushed by militants from a house on a heavily traveled road in the southern province of Uruzgan. The insurgents then shifted into a different compound where they held nearly a dozen civilians, including several children and an infant. After heavy fighting, a U.S. airstrike was called in. Most of the militants were killed, but so too were 8 civilians. 3 others were injured. The statement says the U.S.-led troops did not know there were civilians in the compound. The statement quotes an unnamed eyewitness who says the civilians tried to escape but were beaten and held back by the insurgents. There have been several similar incidents recently, but U.S. military officials here in Afghanistan say they take every precaution to make sure no civilians are present before launching an airstrike. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
U.S. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps is still pursuing his goal of 8 gold medals at the Beijing Olympics. He won a gold in the men's 400-meter individual medley in record time, but says he's already concentrating on upcoming events.
I just have to put every race that happens behind me as if it never happened, just so I can, you know, refocus myself on the upcoming events. Right now I'm preparing myself for the 200 free.
That's tomorrow, and Phelps hopes to add a 3rd gold medal then. In Bolivia, President Evo Morales has declared that his victory in a referendum gives him a mandate to nationalize industries and move forward with a socialist agenda. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from La Paz, Bolivia.
More than 60% of voters cast ballots to keep Morales in office. Speaking from the presidential balcony, Morales said he'd move forward with his programs, including nationalizations. But he also sounded conciliatory. He said opposition concerns would be included in a new constitution. Morales's victory, though, was tempered by the fact that key opposition governors, who also faced a recall, also won big. In the opposition hotbed of Santa Cruz, Governor Ruben Costas gave a fiery speech in which he characterized Morales as a dictator. He also signaled that his state would continue in its drive for autonomy. The outcome bared how the country is split in two, the western highlands with Morales, the more prosperous eastern lowlands against him. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, La Paz.
This is NPR News. Commuters from Maryland's eastern shore to the mainland are being urged to seek alternate routes to work today, with one lane of the Bay Bridge over the Chesapeake Bay still closed. Traffic was backed up for as much as 14 miles yesterday after a 3-vehicle accident in which a tractor-trailer loaded with chicken plunged into the water below the bridge, killing the driver. Isaac Hayes, the influential singer-songwriter who came to define much of 70s soul music, has died at his home in Memphis. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Hayes got his start at Stax Records in the mid-60s. He began as a session musician and later wrote hits like this one for recording artists Sam and Dave. Hayes' best-known albums, Hot Buttered Soul, and later the theme song to the crime drama Shaft, provided the soundtrack to the black power politics of the 1970s. And it brought the self-described country boy from Covington, Tennessee, closer to his childhood dream of pop stardom.
I used to stand in the fields and watch planes going overhead. And I said, one day I'm going to be on that plane, going somewhere.
Isaac Hayes died Sunday afternoon. He was 65. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.
For a 4th straight weekend, the Batman film, The Dark Knight, has been number one at the box office. It took in $26 million last weekend, beating the stoner comedy Pineapple Express. The Batman sequel is now number 3 in all-time box office revenues, behind only Titanic and the original Star Wars film. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.